Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County weighs joining national opioid settlements. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County commissioners are considering joining two national opioid settlement agreements that could bring millions of dollars to Wyoming communities battling the opioid epidemic. According to County 17, the first agreement is with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family. To participate, the county must submit a release form by September 30th, giving up all legal claims tied to Purdue's role in the crisis. A second settlement involves eight other manufacturers, including Alvogen and Mylan, with an October 8th deadline. Officials say widespread participation is key. Counties that don't sign on won't receive direct settlement money and could lower Wyoming's overall payout. Under the state's distribution plan, 65% of the funds will go to local governments, including Campbell County, which is set to receive 4.4% of that share. The money must be used for treatment, prevention, intervention, or research, not to cover past expenses, and counties must file annual reports showing how it's spent. Commissioners are expected to decide before the upcoming deadlines. Wyoming BLM oil and gas lease sale brings in $8.4 million. The Bureau of Land Management's quarterly oil and gas lease sale in Wyoming generated more than $8.4 million in revenue. The sale included 32 parcels covering just over 39,000 acres. According to a press release from BLM, revenue from lease bonus bids and rentals will be split between the federal government and the state of Wyoming. The sale was the first under the new One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which lowered the federal onshore royalty rate for oil and gas production from 16.67% to 12.5%. Supporters say the change reduces industry costs, spurs investment, and boosts U.S. energy security. Governor Mark Gordon and other leaders have pointed to lease sales like this one as key to supporting jobs and keeping Wyoming at the forefront of energy production. Leases are valid for 10 years and remain active as long as oil and gas is produced in paying quantities. The BLM says development will still undergo review under federal environmental laws. The sale results are available online through EnergyNet and the National Fluid Lease Sales System. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.